thanks and we give you
Love
praise.
Talk Radio.
Thank you for what you've done. Thank you for what you're going to do. And thank you for how you're moving right now. We pray that you forgive us for all sins, any sins of omission, or any sins of commission. And God, we pray in the name of Jesus that the anointing would be on the line and would take over the line. It's the anointing that destroys all the yokes. And we thank you for it. Now bless every person on the prayer line this morning. Those who got up, Lord, to give you glory and to give you praise and to give you adoration. We do appreciate everything. We praise you for everything. Now, Lord, let this be a wonderful day. Oh, bless, 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 bless everywhere. Bless, bless, bless. Give us miracles like we never seen in 2015. We ask all these things in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ and for the glory of God. And we do pray properly in the name of Jesus. Thank God. Amen and amen and amen. God, thank you, Lord. Thank you, thank you. Amen. God bless. God bless all of you on the prayer line this morning. Thank God for being awake and for being alive. If you're alive, let me speak to you. Good morning to you. Good morning.
Good morning to you.
Good morning, Dr.
Johnson.
Good morning to you. And guess what? God is alive, too. Let's not leave him out. Good morning, Lord. Good morning, Lord. Good morning, Lord.
Good morning.
God. Amen. Let's go to prayer and praise, brother. Yeah, let's place his name. Let's give him praise. Praise check. That means open your mouth, everybody, and give him praise. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Praise check. the wisdom seminar this morning, and I said to him the other day that, you know, we're in the middle of the new awakening, and he was so moved by it, and I said, this is the time that we have moved from the give me, give me, give me, give me, just requesting, requesting, requesting. That's all they used to do is, Lord, I need this, I need that, I need this, I need that. Give me, give me, give me. Now we move to the thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you. And I told him that we were thanking God 1,000 times a day, and many, many, many people are thanking him over 1,000 times. The Lord gave that to us, and it's been a phenomenal move of God across the world. People all across the world are thanking God 1,000 times in Africa, Asia, India, Sweden, Rome, Paris, all those places, England, everywhere you can name, in all over Europe, all in America, in states that perhaps you think are not thanking God, they're thanking God 1,000 times. You hear it some places where you think it's coming from. It's coming from the first fruits, and God is using that for his glory. Oh, God, for his glory. I want to discuss with you those who are giving God 1,000 thank yous. I want to discuss with you the benefits. The benefit of thanking God like that. I know that one thank you, in fact, I preached that, one thank you will do. But I would rather be in the number if I was going to be in the number of thank yous. I'd rather be in the number where I'm giving God as many thank yous as I possibly can. What are the benefits of thanking God 1,000 times? I told the Lord if he would bless me, I would just tell them the source and thank God for what he just did this weekend. And I told people, they said, how did that happen? I said, I thank God 1,000 times. I want to tell you that it does work. And praising God like that does work. Another thing that we're doing, like on the blog line, not only are we just thanking God, but we're walking through our houses, thanking God as we go through the house, and pleading the blood of Jesus and thanking God as we go through the house. Let me tell you something. God is moving in the house, and he's sanctifying the house. Let me tell you, it has been such an ultra-awesome blessing. Oh, my God. And as we thank God like that. Let me just open up the line with the question, what are the benefits of being a grateful person, thanking God like that? Well, what are the benefits of being grateful, rather than ungrateful? Are there any benefits from being so grateful to God? Years ago, as I was saying a while ago, all they did was basically approached him with, Lord, I need this, I need that. He already knows what you need. And we believe that before you call, he will answer. While you're yet speaking, he will hear. There has to be some benefits of giving God praise. There has to be some benefits of thanking God 1,000 times. I experienced it the first time I did it when I was on the plane on my way, I believe, from Florida back to Texas. At that time, I lived in Fort Worth, Texas. And I was so grateful, grateful to God. I said, God, you blessed me this weekend in such an ultra awesome way. If I could, I would thank you 1,000 times. I began to lift my seat back and try to go to sleep. And right in the middle of trying to go to sleep, the Holy Ghost woke me up and said, why don't you? And I answered, why don't I what? I had forgotten that quickly. He said, why don't you thank God 1,000 times? I didn't know how to do anything like that, but I was willing to be obedient to God. I said, Lord, I don't know how to do that, but I'm going to try. I will try. show me and teach me. And I turned my head toward the window of the plane. The engines were making noise too, so I didn't want people to think I was crazy, but I wanted to try to do what God said do. So I turned my head, put my handkerchief that I had over my mouth and began to say, thank you, thank you, thank you. And I went through that day of thanking God 1,000 times. I started naming things and giving reasons why I was thanking. Lord, thank you for waking me up this morning. Thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you. Thank you, thank you. Thank you for starting me on my way. Thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you. I got so happy sitting on the plane in that seat. I couldn't hardly take it. It will tear you up. I begin to think my mama is right. She said, the more you praise him, the more he'll bless you. I was praising God from my heart, and blessings start coming down. The blessings of the Lord begin to fill me up. I got so full sitting there, thanking God 1,000 times until I just couldn't hardly take it. I got up and started walking down the aisle of the plane with my handkerchief still over my mouth saying, thank you, Lord. Thank you, God. Thank you. Thank you, Lord. I kept thanking him and saw the restroom back there and said, I got to give God a holler. On my way to the restroom, I thought about his goodness and his kindness and how he blessed me and healed me of asthma when I had asthma all my life at that time. And I got in that restroom and I started shouting and praising God in that restroom. God moved in my heart and so did mine on that plane that day. And then I noticed that after I had thanked him 1,000 times, some miracles started happening. God gave me a bona fide, absolute miracle. Had to be God. Couldn't have been nobody else that did it. And I discovered that miracles like you never seen happen to you when you thank God 1,000 times like that in 2015. God bless you. There are benefits. God will open doors that have been closed in your face. He'll do things that you've been praying for years. If you become a grateful person. Amen. I want to open up the wisdom seminar. Somebody who's been thanking the Lord, really praising him and giving him glory. Give us some wisdom on if there are any benefits from doing that, or is that just rhetoric? Does God appreciate your praise, appreciate your thanksgiving, appreciate you appreciating him? Amen. If so, the line is open to you. Give us some wisdom on that. What do you think? Amen. The line is open to you. Anybody?
Well, good morning, good morning, good morning to my chief ambassador.
Good morning.
Bernard Johnson, to Lady Betty, Ambassador Lady Betty, Mother Johnson, to all of the ambassadors and ambassadors elect, and all of the saints of God that are on the line this morning. I truly can testify, amen, and bring a report, amen, to the line this morning that, amen, giving God 1,000 praises, amen, plus of whatever is in your heart that you can give to the Lord, that I am grateful to God for it. It's not so much of what I'm doing to God, but what God is doing for me. It has blessed me tremendously. I tell you, if it wasn't for me having this opportunity in this dispensation to walk with this thing of praising the Lord 1,000 times, it's like daily bread now. It strengthens me so much. Amen. And I thank God for it. I know that God, as he says in his word, that he inhabits the praises of his people. Amen. And praise the Lord. But it also inhabits us. Amen, and I thank God for it. I'm so grateful that it has become to be a part of my daily bread, my daily walk. Amen. I had a doctor's appointment on yesterday, and the distance to where my doctor's appointment is from my house. And I have to go through a lot of slow zones because it's a lot of school zones. And the time of day it was, I was in like in the 20 to 30 mile zone. And I tell you, I pray, I gave the Lord a I'm not saying this boastfully because I can't even count how many. Amen. Just like we can't even count how many stars in the air, amen, in the sky, how many hairs on our head. I'm doing it because I'm grateful. I'm grateful unto the Lord for him allowing me to even have the opportunity to tell the Lord thank you. And every thank you I give him, it's not anything behind it. It's no gimmick. Lord, if I thank you, would you do this? No, no. I'm thanking you, God, because I'm grateful, because you have done this for me and have done that. I'm thankful. So I thank God for the wisdom seminar this morning, Ambassador Johnson. I praise God for every thank you that I have an opportunity to tell the Lord thank you. So, yes, it is a benefit behind it. It is blessing me. God bless you all. It's my prayer. Are you there?
Well, God bless you. I just want to give mine, and he may have dropped a call or something, but while until he returned, this Ambassador Pfeiffer, just thanking God, and I tell you, giving God the praises, the thank yous, just doing that alone has blocked a lot of thanking God has blocked a lot of confusion. It has blocked a lot of troubles that will come your way. For me, it has. I know, and I can testify to it. It has blocked a lot of sickness. It has blocked a lot of accidents. It has blocked some of the benefits. These are just some of the benefits. It has blocked a lot of confusion. It has blocked a lot of stress. And I am thanking God, and just knowing that I have the opportunity to thanking him alone will bring joy to you. It will bring peace. It will bring so much anointing to you. Just thanking him and looking at it, how God has blessed the prayer line from just thanking him, thanking him, thanking him. And it makes your inner man feel so relieved when you thank him, thank him, thank him. When you can thank God and just do nothing but thank him, it will block all the trouble coming your way. They always say when trouble is coming your way, lift your hands high and say hallelujah anyhow. So I lift my hands and say thank you, thank you, thank you. And it blocks all the trouble, the sickness. It blocks the enemy. It blocks things that I can't even discuss, can't even tell you about, because there are things not seen that God blocks when I say thank you, thank you, thank you. And it says the fervent prayer. So the fervent, that's a fervent thank you. And I thank God for knowing that he will block all the enemy's little fiery darts coming my way when I give him praise. God bless you. I think it's just wonderful. And I love saying thank you, thank you, thank you.
Thank you so much.
It has cost here in the city of Kentucky. Thank you, thank you. People are saying, oh, how can we get that kind of anointing? Just start thanking him. So I thank God. So God bless you. That can be-
God bless you. All right. Thank you, Ambassador Pfeiffer and Ambassador Stern. And I want to hear from Arkansas, and I want to hear from other places, maybe Louisiana. I want to hear from all over there in Texas and other places. If you're thanking God like this with gratefulness in your heart, tell us if there are any benefits in it. Amen. The line is open to you.
praise the Lord. God bless you, Chief Ambassador, and everyone that is on the line. House to the household of faith. Glory to God. And to those that are listening just by the wayside, some of the things I like to share with you, but just I'm going to tell you about some natural things with their almighty blessings to me. Among the word of God, he said, I've given you all things pertaining to life and godliness. But because I have set my head and my mind like a flint, not looking to the north or the south or the east or the west, and just looking to Jesus, who the author and the finisher of my faith. As you were saying that some of the benefits, I'm just thinking, and then I am thanking God, because when I'm looking at 2 days from now on April the 15th, my second vehicle will be paid off. I am paying off that Mercedes Benz. Glory, glory, hallelujah. Not another car note. Thank you, Jesus. Then I begin to reflect back in December the 31st of 2014 when we had that list. Glory to God. I have purchased my dad a Cadillac, and he didn't want it, so he left me with it. SUV truck. Glory to God. It's not brand new, but it's nice. So, therefore, it's mine. And guess what? It's paid off. Thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you, Lord. Oh, I begin to thank God all the things that's on my list, because I am grateful. I'm not murmuring. I'm not complaining. Oh, thank you, Jesus. I'm looking at everything that the Bible says. I see my finances the way the word says. That no weapons formed against me shall prosper. All things are working together for my good. If I don't have any money today, I will just go on a fast, because I know he's going to supply all of my needs. If the devil try to attack my body on today, I think about the word. It says our light afflictions are just for a moment. They will work for us for a more exceeding eternal weight of glory. Oh, when I sit like my I am overwhelmed, I go to a rock that's higher than I. When it seems like the walls has come in and the bottom has dropped on me and I don't know which way to turn. Seem like I'm walking by myself, but I got Jesus. He promised to never leave me nor forsake me, because I can tell you, saints, it can push you to the edge if you don't have a thank you in your mouth. When I see my friendly enemies, I say, thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you. When I see people that don't mean me any good, and I watch God dismantle the devil and take the keys from him and say, it's yours and it's your season, walk in your purpose, I say, thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you. I've watched the Lord heal my dad just from praising God on this prayer line. Glory to God. When cancer had covered both of his lungs and his liver, thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you. All he has to do is just get a chemo shot. Thank you, thank you, thank you. He still have his body and his parts are intact. And I am grateful, and I am so thankful. And I have this godly, proud attitude. If you don't like it, you just don't like it. I'm not shifting from my position. What you do to me won't eradicate me from who I am, because I'm more than a conqueror. I am Christ Jesus. Don't get me started this morning, because I am so beautifully, wonderfully made. I look in the mirror and I tell myself, you're a beautiful girl. You are a bad girl. It doesn't matter what anybody else say about it. It's just what who God say you are. And I thank God this morning. I don't look like what I've been through. Hallelujah, glory, glory, glory to God. Thank you, Jesus. And I'm so grateful, 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 grateful. I'm so thankful, 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 thankful. I'm so honored, 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 honored. Hallelujah. God bless all. Oh, thank you.
Yeah. All right. Anything else want to talk about? The benefits from thanking God like that, just praising God continuously. And I tell you, I'm a recipient of all of these miracles and happening to you when you have a thank you on your lips. Anybody else want to talk? The line is open to you. Don't want to leave you out. Amen. Just jump right in there and tell us what God does for you.
Thank you, Lord.
You know, I was telling people.
You know, I got a new job on last year just as a result of being on this line. Glory to God. I got a promotion. moved up and been set in place for the next move. And I'm just still saying thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you. Hallelujah. Thank you.
Thank you, Jesus.
My God. All right. Somebody, anybody else want to just talk about it? Yeah, the benefits of just saying thank you, and being grateful in your heart to the Lord. The line is open to you. Anyone else? Mm.
Thank you, Jesus. Mother Digby in Illinois, I thank the Lord, giving honors to Dr. Johnson, Ambassador Johnson, and all the ambassadors on the line. I thank the Lord for being thankful because it puts you in a different frame of mind. When you can just be thankful, you look at the situation different. And it's, we got so much to be thankful for. I was thinking about my, I have two disabled sons, but my one little son, when he was little, he's 41 now. When he was little, he didn't want much. He just wanted some paper to write on because he likes to write a lot. And I bring him the paper, and I would have forgotten. And he said, Mama. And it meant so much because it meant so much to him to just to be, just to have that paper and to just be there. He didn't ask for a lot. And I found out just being thankful, you don't even have to ask because God already knows. You can ask. You have the we have the privilege of asking. But God just supplies my needs, and he just gave me to be thankful. Recently I was moving, and we were downsizing, and it just looked overwhelming. But God just gave me just be thankful. And God just worked so many things out just being thankful. It puts you in such a good frame of mind. I just thank the Lord for being thankful.
Yes.
Beautiful, beautiful. Anybody else? Praise the Lord. I've been telling you. Go ahead, darling. Go ahead. All right. I heard somebody else trying to jump in there. The line is open to you.
Praise the Lord, Ambassador Johnson, and all the saints on the line. All the great saints I've heard this morning, the testimonies. This is Sister Castile in Minneapolis. I am so thankful, just thankful. When I think of the goodness of Jesus and all he's done for me, I say hallelujah, and then I say thank you. I'm just grateful for how I've always been thankful for the things that God has done in my life since I've known him, and even before, but it increased as I've known him and matured. And then when I got on the prayer line and had to, you know, and learned about the thousand times of thankfulness, it just changed the whole thing. It changed my attitude. It changed my way of dealing with my money. It changed the way I deal with relationships, family, and coworkers. I'm just so thankful. Anytime anything would arise in each one of the circumstances, I just think of thankfulness. You do something wrong to me, I just come to the point of saying, God, I'm thankful that I'm still here. I'm still here on the job when others have left. I came out of big IRS problems 2 years ago. I'm just thankful. Things, miracles, just having the thankfulness on your mind all the things that God has allowed for us to have and to come through. I say thank you, Jesus. I'm just grateful that I'm still working, still able to tithe and to give generous. I'm just grateful it has done a great and mighty thing, and I thank God for all the saints on the prayer line, and I just thank God for this great opportunity to express some of the feelings that I have in a thank you. God bless you today.
God bless you. Thank you so much, Sister Castile. Anyone else?
Amen. God bless you. God bless you, Dr. Johnson, Mother Duncan.
God bless you.
And I'm just enjoying what I'm hearing. Amen. Talking about thank you. Amen, Dr. Johnson. I was talking to a young lady who's a cancer survivor, amen, on last week. Amen, about what you were saying, how that the Lord had given you, amen, to say thank you, amen, 1,000 times a day. And I think when we start thinking about, amen, what the Lord has done, and we say, Lord, I thank you, I thank you, I thank you for this, and then we'll think about something that he's done, and I thank you, I thank you. And before we know it, amen, I said, Dr. Johnson told us we'll be at that point point of saying a thousand times in one day, Lord, I thank you. Amen. And I think about how thanking you made room for us to thank him some more. Amen. If we just appreciate what the Lord has done, amen, and let him know how we do thank him, amen, he'll give us, amen, more things to thank him for. But if we don't appreciate, amen, somebody say the little things when something else come up, amen, you won't appreciate that either. So I just thank the Lord for what he has done, amen, in my life, for what he is doing, amen, even right now. I thank him for how that he just allowed us to wake up this morning, amen, clothed in our right mind, still have the activities of our limbs, our families and our loved ones, amen, are doing well. We got so many reasons to tell the Lord thank you until, Lord, I say we just don't thank you enough. But with the little bit sense that we have, amen, we ought to say, Lord, I thank you because you deserve it. Lord, you're worthy of all of our praises. We can't thank you enough. But, Lord, I want to say thank you, thank you, thank you. God bless each one. Love you so much. God bless you.
God bless you. God bless you. And this is the new awakening, the new awakening. You have to, I'm preaching the message of how to recognize a miracle and miracles. I tell you, God is doing miracles in this new awakening. In 1740, they had the Great Awakening, and Jonathan Edwards led that. Here we have the new awakening now. It's a spiritual shift from the give me, give me, give me approach to God. It's shifting and has shifted to the thank you, thank you. And we challenge people to thank God 1,000 times. Listen, folks, what benefits will you get from thanking God 1,000 times? I believe the Lord is taking us back to the old church. I want to take y'all back there. I was a little boy, and I remember this so well, how we would go to the altar, and they would ask us to come if we wanted the Holy Ghost. One person would get on one side, another person would get on the other side, and one say, tell him thank you. Tell the Lord thank you, thank you, thank you. Tell him thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you. Thank you, thank you. And the other one on the other side say, tell the Lord, thank you, thank you, thank you. They keep going. Thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you. And so, but the Holy Ghost got me along one day in my prayer time. He said, I want you to give them the benefits. Because, see, nowadays you deal with people who have to know what is the reason, why are you doing this? And God said, deal with them on an intellectual basis. And he said, first of all, what it does for you, it helps you to focus your mind on the spiritual rather than the natural. How are you going to really thank God from your heart and be in the natural? See, it puts you in the spiritual realm. You're on that altar. We were on that altar, and at first, I remember being when I was a little boy on that altar, and they would be saying, tell the Lord, thank you. At first, I was in the natural. I was looking down at my shoes because, you know, we were trying to be cool as young boys. Are my shoes all right? Are my pants all right? Is my shirt okay? Then I think about my hair and go to rub my hair saying, thank you, Jesus. You see, I was in the natural. But after a while, it focused my mind from the natural to the spiritual. Something started getting in my heart, in my mind, and started just saying, thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you. I got to saying, oh, thank you, Lord, thank you. See, I got from the natural to the spiritual. It will focus your mind. You thank God enough, it will take you out of the natural and put you in the spiritual. And then, God said, tell them that it does, it ushers in the presence of the Lord. My old pastor, Dr. S.E. Mitchell, used to say, a little praise will take you to heaven, but a whole lot of praise will bring heaven to you. See, it ushers in his presence. Before you know it, it's like you're in the very presence of the Lord when you thank him from your heart. Oh, you can't thank God from your heart like that without feeling his very presence. He'll stop what he's doing, come down to see what you need, what you want. That very presence of the Lord, it ushers it in. And then thirdly, what it does, it not only focuses your mind on the spiritual rather than the natural, and not only ushers in the presence of the Lord, but thirdly, it positions you to receive a miracle from the Lord. See, God is looking and booking, and when you find somebody who's grateful for what he does, grateful for his miracles, when you learn how he appreciates what you do. See, nobody, if they don't appreciate what you're doing, if you ever think when you give somebody something and you think that they don't even appreciate it, you think that they don't even care, instead of pushing you up, they pushing you down and trying to make you look bad, and you think that they don't even care what you've done, then your hand becomes a closed fist rather than an open hand. But see, what happens when you begin to thank God and show him how much you appreciate him and what it means to you, eucharisteo, that's the Greek word for being grateful. It shows God that you're grateful. When you show him that, it positions you to receive a miracle from the Lord. He wants to give miracles and blessings to people who appreciate what he's done and what he's doing for you. But lastly, it not only focuses your mind on the spiritual rather than natural, it not only ushers in the presence of the Lord, it not only positions one to receive the miracle from the Lord, but lastly, it encourages others who hear you giving God thanks. It encourages them to thank God and to praise God more. See, we were on that altar, and there were other young people on the altar. When we began to thank God, we didn't mean it. We were just up there in the natural, looking at all things around the altar, peeping out our eyes, trying to see what they're doing, what my homie's doing right next to me. But when we got serious, the Holy Ghost began to come in. The presence of the Lord began to come in. And then it positioned us for a miracle. And his positioning like that, my God, we began to get serious on that altar. And we were encouraging others to thank him like that. Because, see, everybody wanted to know. We were teenagers. Everybody wanted to know, is Bernard going to get serious? Buck going to get serious? Somebody else on the altar. They were looking, peeping out of their eyes. And when one of us got serious, oh, thank you, Jesus. Oh, Lord. And we start shouting on the altar. Guess what? Our homies around us, it encouraged them to get serious. See, it encourages others. I think I heard someone on the prayer line this morning said, I thank him, you know, it just somehow ushers in the presence of the Lord and others begin to praise God to listen. It encourages people all over the world. See, on this prayer line, we went from 3 people to 90 million. It's encouraging people all over the world to give God more praise. You're trying to get him a miracle. Amen. And see, when you get serious and start praising God like you've never seen in your heart or your mind, praising God in such an ultra awesome way, others will hear you. Just like on that altar, they heard the other kids on the altar, and before they knew it, everybody was getting the Holy Ghost. We all got the Holy Ghost that night because we were watching and waiting on somebody to move. And when they begin to move and thank God like that, the Holy Ghost begin to drop everywhere. I'm just challenging y'all, amen, and telling you that when you begin to thank God like that 1,000 times, other people in Mississippi, other people in Texas, all over there in Oklahoma and Alabama and everywhere, in New York and in Kentucky and all in Pennsylvania, everywhere, they start saying, well, maybe I ought to thank God 1,000 times because it encourages others to give God praise like never before. Let me tell you something. I said that some time ago, God is going to do some spectacular things. Why do you think he's going to do them? He's going to do them because when he does them and you get in your heart and telling folks that I got him by thanking God and being grateful to God, it's going to make them want to thank God and be grateful to God. I've been telling folks about this movie, not bragging or anything like that, but God told me to tell them. Yeah, that they came to do a movie on my life. Why? Because it encourages others. How did it happen? I just begin to thank God 1,000 times. I begin to be grateful to God. See, when you're grateful to God, it opens up that door that God will move in such a spectacular way because he's trying to get people who are grateful to him miracles. Why? Because then you tell others, oh, the Lord did this for me. The Lord did that for me. How did it happen? I thank God 1,000 times, and God gave me that miracle. Oh, can't you see that you are the catalyst to get the world to thanking God, to get the world to praising God, to get the world to thanking God 1,000 times? You are the catalyst. You are the catalyst. You are the catalyst. God is using you to get the world to thank God 1,000 times. And I want y'all to remember this day, because I'm telling you, as God moves on you more, that give him all those praises and become a grateful person all on this prayer line, it's going to just get on people all over the world even more. Something's going to happen. Well, I'm telling you, there's going to be an explosion. You're going to see people everywhere on television. Thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you. And you're going to hear them saying, I'm going to give God 1,000 thank yous. So you're going to hear, and you got to know that there's one place where it's coming from this prayer line, that you are thanking God 1,000 times, and you are having that kind of effect on people all over the world. You can change the world. Listen, thanking God like that will cause a robber from robbing a bank. Let him get thank you in his heart. He'll change his mind about robbing that bank. Thanking God like that will change the mind of a molester. Thanking God like that will change the mind of a rapist. Thanking God like that will change the mind of a thief. See, you can try to educate a thief and put him in school, and he'll come out an educated thief. But if you get thank you and change his heart, and the Holy Ghost changes his heart, rather, if you get thank you on his mind, it will change the mindset of the thief. But can't you see that this is changing the world? If we just get it in our hearts and start thanking him like never before, it will change the world. The world. The world can be changed to you. I got to get it over to you. The Holy Ghost told me to get it over to you, that if you get this in your mind, that I'm going to praise him like that and I'm going to thank him like that, it's going to change the world. It is changing the world. Amen. In the name of Jesus. I want to ask for one more. Ambassador Hagen, are you there? If you're there, I want you to tell the benefits of thanking God like that in your heart and your mind. Are you there this morning?
Praise God.
Praise the Lord.
Yes, sir, Chief. We are here. Yes. Thanking God. I thank God for you, Chief, and I thank God for Ambassador Lady Betty. I thank God for Mother Johnson. Oh, Mama, I thank God for all the bishops. Thank God for Bishop Hagen. Thank God for all the ambassadors-elect, all of the leaders and from everyone who's listening around the world. Yes. And, Chief, I am so glad you asked that question, because thanking God has so many benefits, so many blessings. I'll tell you, where do we begin? I'll tell you, time would not allow. But I am so with you for everything you've already said, and we are so blessed. When we first came aboard and was thanking the Lord, we experienced growth and increases never before. As we began to just thank the Lord, my God, and it enhanced our relationship with the Lord. I'm telling you, the world has been, my God, exploding in the areas of thank you, thank you, thank you. People who were not used to saying thank you, thank you, thank you, are now saying thank you, thank you, thank you. I'm telling you, in the shopping malls, in the banks, in the regular places of business, when people are experiencing something, instead of cussing, I hear them saying, thank you, thank you, thank you. It's enhancing our relationships, and it's bringing families together, and oh, my God, it's building joy, praise, and prayer lives, and thanksgiving, and my God, like never before, and I am with you. Oh, my God, and it's allowed us to connect to people from all around the world. And I don't forget, one morning, as we were on one of the sales that, you know, the Lord had allowed us to put together, and we were connecting with the first fruit, seemed as though, you know, it wasn't too much going on, but a lot was going on. And you may not see it, but it's happening. It's happening, saints. I'm telling you. And when this sister came aboard, and she said, look, I've been listening to this every day. And she said, the prayer line is my only source of church. She said, in our country, we don't have a church because of, you know, the war and the agitation and the strife and conflict and all that. She said, and this is the only church I have. She says, and I look forward to it every day. And my God, that did something to me. that did something to me. So let's keep those praises going, because I'm telling you, it's creating, it's doing something. It's encouraging people like you would never imagine. And I thank God. Chief, I could go on and on, but I know my time's up. So thank you so much for asking. God bless you.
And thank you. Thank you.
Thank you.
Oh, my God. Thank you so much. God bless you. And I tell you, you said something. Folks who are cussing. Yeah. You find somebody saying cuss words and stuff like that, just stop and tell them, why don't you tell God thank you and see what it does to the cuss words. it will make a person cuss and stop cussing. And just get thank you in their mind, thank you on their heart. You got a sister-in-law, a brother-in-law, who's they're almost determined to cuss you out. Just tell them, Lord, thank you. Say thank you with me. Thank you. And see what happens to them. See, this thank you, being grateful to God, will change a person's heart. It will change a person's mind. And we got to be grateful. Amen. Anybody else before I move to our prayer request? I'll take one more. Anybody else? You want to talk about being grateful to God, being thankful 1,000 times. Anybody else? The line is open to you. All right, God bless all of you today. Amen. I may come back to this bar tomorrow because God wants me to kind of stay on this about being grateful like this. Amen. We've got some people, they've been blessed, and yet they haven't become very, very grateful, expressing to God how much they appreciate what he's done. They might say one time, but I'm telling you, being grateful from your heart and mind and soul, I mean, all down in your toes, everything, it will make a difference. The Lord bless you again. All right, I want to get some prayer requests. Ambassador Stern, if you're there, can you take those prayer requests for us in the name of Jesus and pray for the people? All right, God bless you.
I'm here.
Go ahead. All right, go ahead. Yeah, go ahead.
Bless you all. Amen. You ought to be so grateful this morning. Amen. It should be such a super duple explosion on the First Fruit prayer line about being grateful to amen. That could go on forever and a day, but I'm like Ambassador Johnson. We're not going to play around with God's anointing. We're not going to waste it. Amen. So if it's anyone this morning that need a prayer request, we're here to take your prayer request, and you are on the line. Sister Peterson is first. Peterson, what is your request?
Unspoken.
All right, unspoken. And while we're on it, I'm going to do like Ambassador Johnson. All that has unspoken, amen. Praise the Lord. Sister Lucille, are you there?
Sister Lucille.
Heard your voice after Mother Peterson. Are you there? Okay. Anyone else? Do you have a prayer request this morning? You're on the line.
Good morning, everyone. This
Good
is
morning,
Jennifer.
Sister Jennifer.
Good morning, Dr. Stern. Jennifer from Long Island, New York, area code 516. I just want to lift my dad in prayer. Today's his birthday, and I truly thank God for him. He's been in my life from day one and even till now. He's an awesome dad.
Dad's name, Sister Jennifer.
Thank you.
Sister Jennifer?
Yes, ma'am.
What is your dad's name?
Oh, I apologize. Franz. Franz.
Son?
Franz. F-A-R-A-N-T-Z. Franz.
All right, Mr. Son. All right, God bless
Thank
you.
Thank you.
Jennifer, you're welcome, and tell him we say happy birthday, too, okay? First Fruit prayer line.
Mother Digby, a miracle healing for my son, Kenneth.
Kenneth, all right. Anyone else? God bless you, Mother
Praise
Digby.
God.
Amen, Mother. Mother Duncan. Mother Duncan has a prayer request, amen, for a young lady who was one of my coworkers. Her name is Brenda, and I spoke with her on yesterday, and she told me she's having some heart problems, and she said they had to put in a defibrillator last week. So pray for her that the Lord will heal her body, amen. We know that he's able to do it. Her name is Brenda.
All right, we got it. You're Mother Dunklin?
Mother Duncan. Yes.
Yes, yes. Ma'am. God bless you, Mother Duncan. I have
that. God bless you.
Okay. Yes. All right. God bless you today. Amen. Anyone else this morning?
Praise the Lord. Yes, Ambassador Stern, this is our Master Hagen. I have two persons that I'd like to place on the prayer list today. Sister A, they like to remain anonymous, but Sister A, she has a court today for tax. She's been posing as a tax practitioner, and so she has court today, and it's very serious. So pray for Sister A that God would give her a miracle. And also we have Pastor Bill. He had an aneurysm, and he's in intensive care, and he needs a miracle. Thank you so much.
All right. God bless you, Ambassador Hagen. We certainly will. And you say Pastor Bill had an aneurysm?
Yes, ma'am.
All right. Healing. All right. God bless. Anyone else?
Okay.
Amen. We want to be mindful of time.
This is Mother Wilson.
Mother Wilson, how are you this morning?
I'm grateful, Mother, that God has blessed me to be able to be up. And I'm just leaning on the prayers of the saints because I know the prayers of the righteous avail as much. And I was out when you was asking for the praise report, all these guys. But I want you to know that my sister is doing better, and she's supposed to be moving to her room in the hospital today. And I have a request for Casey Christopher.
Casey Christopher?
Yes. I was heard on the altar, and also my oldest son, Willie, he has some problems in his body, and we're asking God to bless him and bless him on his job.
Okay.
One more.
Evangelist Gloria Unspoken.
I don't know who which one it was. You got that one, Ambassador Johnson. Two of them came in. Which one?
Evangelist Gloria Ellington, Unspoken. And then let's take the other one, too. Go ahead. Go ahead,
it's
make your
name. Ambassador Stern. It's Ambassador Stiff. My prayer request is that I just believe that there is a cure for cancer and HIV and AIDS. And I just believe that the health insurances, those insurance companies just got stuff tied up. And I just want God to reveal it in their earth this year. There's too many people dying of cancer and AIDS. God bless you.
All right. Is that it, Ambassador?
Yes, ma'am.
Amen. God bless you all on this morning. Amen. Again, we want to say that this is the day that the Lord has made, and we will and shall rejoice and be glad in it. We thank and praise God for our first fruit prayer line on this morning, and we are at, amen, the close of the day of the prayer line, and we close out in prayer with our prayer requests. We thank God for our chief ambassador, amen, Bishop-elect Bernard Johnson, amen, all of the great things that God is doing for the great man of God, and we certainly are going to pray for our first family first, amen. Today is Tuesday, April the 14th, 2015, and it's a miracle all by itself that we're in the land of the living. So I want you all to pray with me in your spirit, amen, because it's not a one man's job, it is all of us that come together collectively, giving God the glory, the praise, and praying out of our hearts and bowers of compassion one for another. Father God, in the name of Jesus, we come before the throne this morning, and God, we come to thank you, but we also come, oh God, asking that you would create in us a clean heart and renew a right spirit within us.
Yes,
never
yes,
want to touch the throne, oh God, but asking us, oh God, to make us pure and make us whole in the mighty name of Jesus. We thank you, oh God, that we've come to April the 14th, 2015, a journey all by itself in this year 2015. So many have gone on to another land, but God, God, you have left us here, oh God, to magnify your name and to give you glory in this earth in the name of Jesus. We come, oh God, and we thank you for the first fruit prayer line, and we thank you for the man of God that is the visionary. And you say, write the vision that they may run. Amen. Praise the Lord. And we're running with the vision. And now we lift him up before you, oh God. We've heard some of the things, oh God, that you're doing for him. We've heard some of the things, oh God, that you're doing in this family, oh God. But we lift up Chief Ambassador, your servant this morning, oh God, in the mighty name of Jesus. And we pray, oh God, for his strength in the mighty name of Jesus. We come pulling down every stronghold that come against the knowledge of God. We pull them down today, oh God, and we pray the blessings of Abraham upon him, oh God, that he, wherever his foot trod, oh God, yeah, that Lord is with him.
Jesus.
We pray right now for of God, Ambassador Lady Betty. Oh God, in the name of Jesus, give us strength, Lord God. Oh God, she know that you love her, but God, we want her to know that we love her and we appreciate her. And we thank you, oh God, for letting her share, oh God, her companion with us. We thank you for that this morning, oh God. Bless her indeed, Lord God. Bless her as she ministered to Mother Johnson, oh God. Oh God, you count that worthy in the mighty name of Jesus, and make her to know, oh God, that her labor is not in vain. And touch her this morning, oh God. Let her feel the impact of the prayer down in her spirit this morning, oh God, in the name of Jesus. Oh God, this morning we lift up Mother Atlee Johnson, the mother to the nation. But oh God, you got her, you got her, you got her, Lord God. You know more about what's going on than what we do. But God, we thank you that you've been a keeper for her, Lord God. We thank
you,
God. We've seen miracles right before us, Lord, in the mighty name of Jesus. But oh God, we impart a prayer, oh God, and we send prayer to her home, prayer to her spirit, prayer to her inner man, in the mighty name of Jesus. Touch her, Lord God. Strengthen her from the crown of her head to the sole of her feet. Oh God, every part of her body we place at the feet of Jesus this morning, in the mighty name of Jesus.
In the mighty name of Jesus.
Prayer of restoration. Oh God, we pray a prayer of encouragement. We pray a prayer, oh God, that our appetite would stay increased, in the mighty name of Jesus. Just send ministering angels and vessels of honor around her, God, that will abase and keep her covered, all that meant for good and not for her evil, in the name of Jesus. Lord, we thank you this morning for the first family. We pray for the daughters. We pray for the son-in-law. We pray for the grandchildren. We pray of Mother Atlee Johnson. It's only right, God, that we place them first, in the mighty name of Jesus. Oh, God, we pray that everything that was done, oh, God, through that, oh, God, feminine company, that, God, you bring it out the way it's supposed to be. Let it be seasoned and anointed, in the mighty name of Jesus. And, God, we thank you for one another this morning. How can we say thank you? But just to give you and give you the honor. And, Lord, not only in word, but also in deed. In the mighty name of Jesus, we come this morning and we place, oh God, Sister Peterson, Mother Peterson, before you in the mighty name of Jesus. Unspoken request, but God, you know everything. Whatever is in her heart, God, we pray that it be manifested, so she can come back and say that nobody did it but you, oh God, in the mighty name of Jesus. Oh yes, God, yes. This morning, we pray for, oh God, for Sister Jennifer. This young lady is grateful, Lord, that she have a dad alive and he's celebrating a birthday. We pray, oh God, and brother, I can't pronounce his name, but it's her daddy, our earthly father. And God bless him this morning in the mighty name of Jesus. And we. Yeah. room. You'll be whatever it takes for us to have. Oh, God, in the name of Jesus. Situation right now, we come right now, God, before she even get in the courtroom, and we put a protection around the situation. Oh, God, we pray, oh, God, what the enemy meant for evil, turn it around and around and around, and let it be for your glory, in the name of Jesus. And, Lord, this morning, we pray for Pastor Bill. Oh, Lord. They got to be gone in the name of Jesus. Take the swelling down. If it be any, bring it back. His mind and his head, oh God, back to his right mind. Let it be no effects on the brain. Oh God, we need Pastor Bill. We need our ambassadors, our leaders in the land to proclaim the gospel. And we don't have time to be in the hospital. Oh God, only bring life to others. So we bind that spirit this morning. In the mighty name of Jesus.
In the name of Jesus.
Else on the line that didn't get your prayer request in, I suggest to you this morning you can get healed and delivered right now in the presence of the Almighty God. Lord, this morning, oh God, I just thank you, thank you, thank you, Lord.
Thank you, Jesus.
Pray for Mother Wilson this morning. Remember your servant. Remember your mother again. That we got seasoned mothers that's on this prayer line. But, oh, God, she asked us to pray for Casey Christopher. We lift her up in the name of Jesus. Morning. Oh, Lord. Oh, Jesus. Remember Willie, her son. She's saying problems. But God, I know you're a problem fixer. I know that you're a problem fixer. In the name of Jesus. It's some problems. It's nothing but the enemy. Take them infirmities out. Lord, let everything line up where it's supposed to be, Lord, in the name of Jesus. We pray for his job. He need the job, Lord. God, your word say if a man don't work, he don't eat. But God, you made him the head. And Lord, these problems, we're going to throw them away today. We're going to on the devil's head because it's up under our feet in the name of Jesus. And God's job will, oh God, find favor, favor. Another chance. Oh God, make the crooked way straight. Jesus. Oh Jesus. The supervisors, oh God, the mount ones that's wagging their lips, wagging their tongues, the ones that want to see bad happen, oh God, to Willie, but Willie belong to Mother Wilson, and Willie belong to God, and we decree and declare that nothing shall come nigh his dwelling. Psalms 91, he that dwells in the secret place of the Most God, he may not be doing it, but his mother is in the secret place, and God is going to come to Willie's heart. Oh, glory to God.
Glory.
Every daughter, need the same prayer. Every grandchild, God, even if you're having the children, God, our children are in trouble because of you. But God, somewhere, Lord, somebody did not pray for their children and did not give them back to you. And God, We give them back to you.
Yes, Lord.
Be used for your glory. Hallelujah. Oh, God. Morning, huh? Oh God, this morning, huh? Oh yes, Lord God, huh? Oh yes, Lord God, huh? We pray for Evangelist Glory Ellington, huh? Oh
yes,
God,
yes.
Oh God, huh? Visit her in Crete, Illinois, huh? In the name of Jesus, huh? What
yes,
if the unspoken, huh? Oh God, let her tell it to you, huh? As we pray over her this morning, huh? In the name of Jesus, because
yes,
she got to believe with us, in the name of Jesus. It's impossible to please God. We must have faith to believe that God can answer anything. Hallelujah. Oh, Jesus, touch this morning those that couldn't get on. I heard Sister, praise the Lord, calling in this morning in the name of Jesus. Lord, hallelujah,
yes,
oh glory to God, we pray right now for the prayer request that Ambassador Stiff spoke in the spirit, and now God, we pray to church, we come church, all over the land, over the earth, we know that is one of the last seven plagues that come against the people of God. That cancer demon, that AIDS demon, whatever it is that is destroying all the souls that allow the people of God to live. Diabetes, in the name of Jesus. They're putting people on dialysis like it's a lollipop. I don't believe that everybody got kidney failure. I don't believe that everybody got cancer. I don't believe that everybody got AIDS. And if they do, oh God, we shoot and pray in them like you put medicine in a needle. We're taking the prayer and we're bottling up. Shooting it in their veins. Of healing. The prayer of deliverance. Let the be the blood of Jesus. Let the be the bless all. Oh God, I wish we could put bless all. Hallelujah. And some things is going to happen. Hospitals are going to shut down. Homes, no more. In the name of Jesus, I know the word that sickness and disease will be thrown away, will be gone away. In Jesus, but
yes,
we got to pray it out, pray it down. That's a stronghold, Saint, and we got to pray fervent prayers. We got to stay on the altar. We got to stay nearer, my God, to thee. At the feet of the cross. At the cross, at the cross.
Oh,
my heart. They were rolled away. And that's
man.
Hallelujah.
Touch
us. Touch, oh God, let it fall. It's time for the saints of God to go higher. It's time for
Lord,
our God to be lifted up higher. He is the Alpha, the Omega. He is the beginning.
Thank you, Lord.
He is the only one. Don't put nobody before him. I'm God. I'm a jealous God. And I will not give my glory to another. Don't give it to nobody.
When you've
done something, you ought to say thank you right there on the spot.
Yes, Lord.
The doctor's office. If it's in the courthouse. Hallelujah.
Thank you.
Thank you. Oh, God. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you.
Thank
God, for every good and perfect gift from above. And God, we thank you this morning.
Thank you.
We praise you this morning. We give you glory. And
glory.
We're looking for miracles, Lord.
Yes,
natural, Lord God, that we depend on nobody but you, because you're the only one and the absolute one, in the mighty name of Jesus. And God, we thank you and we embrace your anointing by the name of Jesus. You said the steps of a good man, and that's including male and female, is Lord, hallelujah.
Thank
and
you,
put their trust in you. And God, we thank you this morning in the mighty name of Jesus. In Jesus' name we pray. Thank God. Amen.
Amen. God bless you. God bless you. And Pastor Stern, and you prayed the kingdom down here today. I tell you, it's so good. It's so, The Holy Ghost is on this line right now. Let's just take a moment. Take a moment. Amen. Let's give him praise, y'all. Give him praise. Amen. Praise God. Amen. Thank you, Lord. Thank you. Open your mouth and praise. Open your mouth and praise. Thank you. Thank you.
Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Hallelujah. Thank you. 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 Hallelujah. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Hallelujah. Thank you. 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 Hallelujah.
Thank you, Lord.
you, Jesus.
Thank you.
Thank you. Praise the Lord.
Thank you.
Praise the Lord.
Hallelujah.
In the
name of Jesus.
We want to remind you of the youth prayer line tonight.
Thank you, Lord.
And that's the Pfeiffer. And that's the
Pfeiffer.
In the youth prayer line tonight. Don't forget it. We're going to be on there. At 7 o'clock tonight for the youth prayer line and their Master Pfeiffer. Just had to get that in. We can go on back to praying the Lord, praise Him out, saints. Say, amen, amen. God bless you. God bless you.
In 1 minute and encourage the people of God. Who, my God, how you say ya? Oh, the Lord is saying this is your season. Amen. It is God's season. Amen. It is your season, and it's going to everybody that all we got to do is call Him up. See what happened when we call on the name of Jesus. See what happens when we come on one accord. Happen. Amen. It's going to be great in my eyes. Say, come on, Savior. It says that I, even as I was praying, I could feel the Spirit of the Lord say, they're going to be great people. I mean what I mean by people in high status that needs God. There are going to be some Nicodemuses, political people that want God, but they come in by night. Hey, glory to God, but God is going to deliver them that they may be able to come by night and day. That need Jesus. They want God in their life. And if we continue, oh God, to bask in His presence and stir it up, all we got to do is just stir it up. And I want to encourage every last one of us, if you have time on Tuesday nights and Thursday nights, to let's help bless Ambassador and Ambassador Gina with our young people. I even pray that this mantle will fall on the youth. Back in my day, praise the Lord, the young people got excited. So we want, I say, my soul and ill, we want this mantle to fall on our youth as well. And let's help. Yeah. Amen. I can't always be on the line on Tuesdays and Thursdays. But everybody call into the same number that you have today, because we're not only concerned about us getting all the cake in the pie. We're concerned about our youth being built up. Thus saith the Lord, and the word of the Lord say, it is so. God bless you all. This is my prayer.
Amen. God bless you, Ambassador Stern. We're looking forward tonight, Ambassador Pfeiffer. Amen. We'll be our host tonight, our hostess, and that's 7 o'clock. So the Lord bless you. And then join us on the blog line at 9 o'clock. 9 o'clock.
Yeah.
Yeah, we're going to thank God 1,000 times. We discussed it today, all the benefits that come to you when you take time out of your schedule. See, the Lord wants you to do something. Do something. Make Him special. Amen. Whoa. Lord, I'm going to take this time out to give to you, to thank you 1,000 times. Let me tell you, to get your miracle, you need a miracle. Come on, do something special for Him in the name of Jesus. All right? We just love you. We praise God for you, and we appreciate what the Lord has done here today. So many mighty miracles and so much inspiration. God bless you. I keep on telling you, no matter what you're going through, just remember that God is going to work it all right for you. I got a feeling everything will be all right. We're praying for you, Ambassador. Ambassador Betty Johnson, and we're praying for you, Mother Eddie Johnson. God bless you. We know that everything is going to be all right. Give Him glory. Be on the prayer line tonight at 7, and then on the prayer line, on the blog line, we'll be giving Him 1,000 thank yous at 9 o'clock. God bless you. It's going to be all right, no matter what you're going through. May the Lord bless you between now and tomorrow morning. We'll be back again at 6 a.m. God bless you. The Lord says the same. God bless you.
Everything's gonna be alright. Gonna be alright. Gonna be alright.
God bless you. Let me say the final blessing. Those who remain, Lord, look on every person remaining on the prayer line this morning. God, somebody needs an ultra awesome blessing. Somebody needs an ultra awesome miracle. God, remember their sacrifice. Remember how they praised you this morning. Remember how they stayed with you this morning. How they were so concerned about others. The compassion that they have, Lord, and your compassion fails not. I'm asking you to remember them. Bless their families in Jesus' mighty name. Bless them in the city and bless them in the field. Oh, in the name of Jesus, I pray. Lord, I pray that you remember the convention. Bless the convention in an ultra, 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 ultra awesome way. Oh, God, in the name of Jesus. One day you showed me that you're going to take us to the point where we're going to have this blog and thank yous exploding all over the world. And God, thank you for the foundation that you're laying now and for how you're positioning people to give you glory and give you praise. Now we bind the enemy who comes to tear down. Bind the enemy that comes to hinder. We bind the enemy who comes to try to hold back in the name of Jesus and give us, Lord, a blessing to like we've never seen it. Awesome, ultra awesome miracles in the name of Jesus. Thank you for what you're going to do. We give you glory in advance. Thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you. Because we believe your word. Thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you. In Jesus' name we pray. And for Christ's sake, for the glory of God, we pray. Amen. God bless all of you. Have a wonderful day. And remember that Jesus really loves you. Oh, it's going to be all right. It's going to be all right. Praise the Lord. Have a wonderful day. Thank you.
Have a wonderful day.
Glory.